WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Loud noises!
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books and... my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
The Omega!
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Basically, the biggest story of my career, launching me to a level I've never known before.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
WTR Sunday night.
And that's it. Now let's do this.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's that time once again for everybody to come aboard the WTR Fantasy Draft.
Hotray?
Hey, you said it, not me. So, once again... we are going to have our little fantasy draft, play our little game for the season, for however long that season is this time. And that means we have a full crowd, so I need to start introducing people. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, as usual, we have one Sir Rockin.
Hey! Hi!
Hey!
Hi! I'm waving at the non-existent camera. Hi!
Hi! Oh, no worry, we see it.
Okay. Hi.
Hey. We have with us... Keishi Matsunaga.
Hello, first time drafter, last time drafter, probably. I expect to lose.
Doing this one, getting the fuck out. No, just because you lose does not mean you're out.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is, in fact, the first draft of anything I've ever done ever, so I'm excited to gauge my skills going forward.
Welcome to the jungle. Also, since it is draft night, we have guests with us. We have one from the rack, Lindsay Ward.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm here. It's
Welcome.
Weird. It's Sunday. Thank you.
Yeah, usually have this night off. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Rock made me be here.
That's what he does. We also have with us the intern, Kane Kittens.
Captain's log, stardate 2471. Someone left the cage door unlocked. I finally was able to get out.
You got out?
Oh god, who are you? The voices are now starting to sound like people I know.
Shape, baby. You know.
Nah, never mind. I'm back to reality.
And someone... has the unfortunate pleasure of having to wrangle all of this together into a listenable show. And that man is the one and only Tim Stein.
I fail to see how pleasure can be unfortunate, and I also fail to see how misfortune can be pleasurable.
You and I have had different relationships.
You and I remember Budapest very differently.
Points,
thank you, Lindsay.
Points, Lindsay.
All I'm going to say, thank you, Lindsay, and I'm not going to say anything else. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, it's Fantasy Draft Night. Fantasy Draft Season what now, Rock?
11.
This is the 11th season?
Uh-huh.
It is.
Lord.
If you can believe it.
And will we come up with a better gimmick by now?
Nope. No,
apparently we're not.
It's officially Chapter 2, Season 1.
Oh, well.
That's how I was originally going to set it up, but Tim wouldn't have gotten the reference, so I didn't do it.
Oh, shit. Battle Pass sucks this season.
Hey, listen, intern. Chapter 2, that sounds better than Chapter 11.
Yeah, welcome to WTR Fantasy Drafts Chapter 11. Creatively bankrupt.
I think we are in Chapter 11. Anyway, yeah, so this is what it is. And Casey is a first-time drafter, a long-time listener. Just so you know, Casey, previously we had like all these teams on WTR Sunday Night. Last time I had to be by myself because it's a long story, but it happened. And it's because you weren't here, so I'm blaming you. But if we had kept to the old rules, it would have been Team Canada, and I guarantee you that they would have teamed you up with me.
I mean, that's fine, but based on what I heard when you guys did the last draft, most of those picks were you. So, I mean, I'll take the blame, but we all know the real story.
There you go. This time out, everybody, it's a little different. Just a little different. We're going to take on The Rack, the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack radio show. did that sound like jealous just a little bit? I don't know. Anyway. So yeah, happy to host the host, Lindsay Ward, on our little program tonight. And, here's the situation. The three of us on WTR Sunday night, yours truly, the Omega and of course Casey, we're going to draft our own individual teams. What happens there? Whoever, gets the most points gets the most points. But however, the Rack is going to be doing their own draft. And the three of them are basically going to wind up being against the three of us. Yes, intern, you're chopped liver. You're on Team Rack. Would you relax? Anyway,
I'm finding
to make a short story long.
Finding it's interesting how you're explaining it, but continue.
To make a short story long, it's Team WTR versus Team The Rack. The Rack is made up of the producer, Sir Rockin, the host, Lindsay Ward, and the intern.
Yeah, we kind of claimed him in this whole thing.
Oh, I got adopted!
That's perfectly fine. Somebody wants you finally. It's about time.
Somebody had
to take him.
Yeah, we were just
okay,
left.
There you go. You're like the last, you know, like in school when everybody picks teams, you're the last one picked.
It's pretty arrogant to give yourselves a handicap, I'm just going to say.
Hey, listen. Listen, number one, someone had to have the fat kid, and number two, they offered cookies, so piss off.
We offered cookies?
I didn't offer
cookies. God damn it, Rock.
I didn't offer any cookies.
No. Intern got it wrong. He was told to bring the cookies.
That
would be what happened. So
and he misheard.
Like often.
Like intern always does.
I was promised cookies.
You're lying.
And Casey has a lot of feedback.
Do I?
Yes. You do. So I am right. Ultimately, the feedback is coming from Casey.
Blow into the mic.
I haven't moved.
Welcome to my world.
There you go. Are you on your computer or are you on your phone, Cash?
I'm always on my computer.
Oh, impressive then. Okay.
Anyway,
there it is. Whoever gets the most, whoever wins gets an additional 30 points. And basically, if WTR gets more points on the rack, that means we win.
Yeah, the individual with the highest score will earn an extra 30 points for their team. We're all individuals, but we're a team as well. Mm-hmm. That's the gimmick for this season. There are no mechs. There are no
Stormwings.
No Stormwings. There's no Infinity Blades. None of that.
Choppas?
No Choppas.
Damn it.
No Midas?
No Midas.
Damn. No Glove?
No Glove.
No Glove, no Love.
So
Rock, what level do I have to get to get Mustafa Ali's lights?
350.
Shit.
Is the draft flooded?
No, we have not. That would be in chapter.
No, it is.
No, no.
It's flooded.
No.
With awesome.
No, that would be in two more seasons. It'll be flooded.
Okay, flooded with talent. Got it.
We're going back to we're starting over. We're going back to basics.
We have a brand new map.
We have a brand new map, brand new format. We are following the Fortnite thing because we brought everything back last season. Now we're wiping the slate clean. We've added new rules because people wanted trades. You have the ability to make a trade this season, but it will cost you points.
Dole.
So there's that. you're also, if a team breaks up, you're allowed to split that team apart, but it will cost you 5 points. So
but I want turmoil.
There's a lot of potential for that in the WWE right now.
That's why there's the option. Also, you have a free ad drop this season, but it's only good for the first 8 weeks. So if someone's underperforming on your team, you can drop them without penalty.
And with your 10th round pick, you have to choose someone from TNA. No, I'm kidding.
Thankfully, there's only 8 rounds, so we will not get to the impact.
I mean, round 9's AEW, right?
Yes. Everyone's going to go after Cody Rhodes. Because he's the money pick. So, there's that.
I have a question.
Is he the demo god?
All right. Not the demo god, yes. Question.
There's an ice cream truck outside my house. Can I take a quick break and go get something?
Hey, intern, you have kindred spirit.
Oh my god.
Only if you get enough for the rest of the group.
The sad thing is,
I don't think it's going to work with the shipping.
Give me a fudge sickle.
Choco Taco.
I want the Astro Pop.
Dreamsicle.
Rock, do you want some Jolly Ranchers? You know, like the long sticks?
No, I'll take an ice cream sandwich. So thank you.
Okay, there we go.
I don't think we have Jolly Ranchers up here, do we, Casey?
We don't have the stick ones anymore. We used to, like, a long time ago, but you can still get the little cube-style ones.
Oh, see,
like,
there.
Individually wrapped.
Yeah, perfect.
Did anybody ever get the Astro Pops when the ice cream man went by?
Casey, hurry!
No, it was either Banana Pops, if they had them, or Fudge Pops for me.
The Fudge
Pops. I like that
Fudge...
you all had... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying the Fudge Pops were good. Go ahead, Lens.
I'm just like... You guys had ice cream people that drove around in vans. We didn't have that here. We had to go to a store.
They still drove around.
We also had guys on bicycles.
My best friend as a child, his dad drove an ice cream truck.
That's money, dude.
It's actually, yeah. And during the summer when we would ride along, we would raid the shit out of that thing.
You guys remember the ice cream that used to have the little piece of bubble gum that would, like, turn to powder the second you touched it? It was either, like, the SpongeBob eyes or the baseball in the mitt or something.
Oh, the eyes are hilarious on ice cream bars because they always look derpy as hell.
Now, there's a term I have never thought I would ever associate with ice cream. Derpy.
Yeah. Yeah, take a look at, like, a Ninja Turtle ice cream bar, and, like, Michelangelo is stoned off his ass.
I heard rumors that that's like, accurate anyway.
Raphael was always missing an eye.
Bro.
It just made him look even angrier.
So, you guys all grew up with the guys driving the van around with the ice cream.
Well, it was more like a food truck style, at least where I grew up.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily the van.
Like, we've got the little panel truck with the guy driving around in the summertime, too, with that little music playing in the background. But when I was 15 years old, I actually had a tricycle, and I spent the summer working for a company called Dickie D. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it was like, you know, the ice cream dude. And, boy, I tell you, you got to work out because you had to ride that bicycle. The front of it was a freezer crammed with all of the ice cream treats and dry ice to keep it frozen. Everybody always at the end of my shift wondered how I could sell so many creamsicles. And I kept saying, no, I didn't sell any creamsicles.
So, Tim, I have a question. What was it like having Alexander Hamilton as a boss?
Profits. I ate it all up. Alexander Hamilton, that's an American. I'm in Canada.
Hamilton was everywhere. You just didn't know it then.
So your lame attempt at calling me old, I can do that for you. I'm old, goddammit, get off my line. There, okay? Are you happy?
Just out of curiosity.
Brock, well done.
Just out of curiosity, how hard did you ride the tricycle?
Lindsay, I'm so glad you're here tonight. All right, getting on with the program, getting back on the
game. Wait, is Casey back?
Getting the train back on the rails. Where are you, Casey?
I'm here.
Did you get your ice cream?
No, he saw me, and for some reason, the truck just started going faster. I don't know what happened.
I keep telling you, shave the beard. You don't listen.
All right. So on that slight diversion.
On that slight diversion, I just want to say hello to everybody who's in the chat room. Everybody, if you go to twitch.tv/WTR live, you can join us in the chat room. Or if that's too much work for you, just go to wildtalkradio.com, click chat, and it'll take you directly there. Once again, everybody who's joined us live, thank you very much for joining us. Always, always happy to see all you guys. Always. Even, well, I guess Matt. Are we happy Matt's here?
Yeah.
Why not? Okay, sure. Okay. Getting on with it, the moderator for tonight happens to be the producer, Sir Rockin'.
Yeah.
Aren't you happy?
You're on my team. Why are you bullying?
I thought we had to treat him like we do Goodell when it comes to the draft, when he walks up, you know?
Oh, God.
No, okay.
Okay. Who's going to be Kanye and interrupt the somebody's pick to say that he would have done it better?
You.
That would be.
Okay.
Clearly, that will be you. Okay. So there are no holdovers from last season. Everyone has going to have a clean slate.
Clean slate.
Yes, we're starting over. Brand new season.
Good, because mine's pregnant.
Hey, ours was pregnant, Omega.
Wait, you guys are having a baby together?
That's new.
Well,
congrats.
Pepperoni sticks, anybody?
So, this got awkward quickly.
Yes, it did. Thanks, Tim. So the draft order goes as follows. Lindsay, Omega, Tim, Brent, Casey, and myself. It's a snake order, so we go 1-6, then 6-1. Everyone understand that?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Yes.
Okay. He was
season 11. Explain it to me, Rock.
He was the important one. Everyone else didn't really matter.
Casey, you're the important one.
Only to make sure that I'm actually intelligent.
So he knows what's going on.
Casey being the important one. That's a first. I've booked shows with him on it.
And we saw how well they did. Anyway.
Hey, the shows went great.
So we're going to put Lindsay on the clock for her first pick. There are 8 rounds. Lindsay, tell us who you're picking number one.
Fuck no holdovers. Give me back Boo Boo. Now.
No.
All three faces of Wyatt are going to Lindsay Ward.
Didn't even have him on the list. Like, that's the first name I deleted off. Nope.
Lindsay has the number one pick.
In no surprise to anybody except maybe Casey, who's never drafted with me ever.
No, but I listened, so I knew that was happening.
Okay.
Okay, you knew it was happening, then you were like pre-prepared or some shit.
Good job.
It's almost like I listened to the show before I started being on the show.
Wow.
I've heard rumors.
Wow. Anyway, Omega, you're on the clock.
No, I'm not. Drew McIntyre.
God damn it.
Called that one. Anyway.
Tim?
That was my guy.
You had that on your bingo card. All right, Tim, you're up.
God. I'll take Ms. Morrison.
I'm actually surprised by that one. Okay.
You're surprised by that one?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I thought you were going to pick someone else. All right.
No, who'd you think I was going to pick?
Nope.
Find out.
You'll find out later. Brent, you're on the clock.
All right. We're going to go with your Intercontinental Champion, the phenomenal AJ Styles.
All right, Casey, you're up.
I'm going to start with Karrion Kross.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right.
With Scarlett, by the way. So that's
yes, her too, because they're a package deal.
All right, Karrion Kross from NXT, Matt. All right, so that puts me on the clock. Let's go with the Legend Killer, Randy Orton.
Ooh.
And since it snakes right back to me, let's go with Brother Nero, Jeff Hardy.
Right. I will pick Asuka.
And that is who I thought Tim was going to take number one.
Yeah, okay. That stunned me.
You guys actually thought I was going to pick Asuka?
Because you pick her every other time.
Yeah, but she currently has the belt.
Wow, he's learning. All right, Tim.
And she keeps not returning my phone calls. Brent, you're so up. Forget it.
Okay, so Keishi took Asuka. I'm going to satisfy two picks in one, and I'm going with the golden role models.
Okay.
It's high on my list.
Wow.
Tim.
Maybe I should pick somebody.
That would be the gimmick.
That's how it works.
I know that, you guys. Jesus, I'm thinking. I'm thinking. Who do I want to pick? The Viking Raiders.
Okay. Viking Raiders. Omega?
Yeah, boy. I will take Rollins, Murphy, and Theory.
The Messiah Maniacs.
I was afraid they'd go pretty high.
Lindsay?
I will go with Dexter Lumis.
Okay.
And Drew Gulak.
Gulak. All right.
Hmm.
Interesting choices.
Hey.
Indeed.
Omega.
Let me get all my prerequisites out of the way, and I'll take Naomi.
Okay. Tim.
Aleister Black.
Aleister Black. Okay. Brent.
Timothy Thatcher.
Margaret's son.
Keishi.
Kevin Owens.
The old.
Kevin Owens. Alright, I'm going to go Matt Riddle. I'm going to take a chance with the New Day. Keishi, back up to you.
I'm going to take Andrade and Angel Garza.
Whoa.
Okay, nice selection with Zelina Vega. So, good points there. Brent, you're up.
I'm going to go the new SmackDown Tag Team Champion, Cesaro and Nakamura.
Alright. Tim?
Somebody pick the Iconics yet?
Nope.
You just did.
No, I didn't. I want Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross.
Yes, but who are you picking?
Nikki Cross. Omega.
Keith Lee.
Keith Lee. Lindsay?
Let me go with Santos Escobar's group.
Okay.
Legado de Fantasma.
Thank you, because I can't pronounce that very well. And... I need a lady looking at who's here. You know what? I'm going to say Bianca Belair.
Ooh.
Nice little choice right there. All right, Omega.
I feel champion heavy, but at the same time, I need someone off of SmackDown. So Braun Strowman.
Ooh.
A monster among men. Tim.
Should Tim pick Daniel Bryan?
I cannot advise you whether or not to pick Daniel Bryan.
Okay, in that case, I'm picking Daniel Bryan.
Well, congrats, Brie.
Alrighty.
Your husband's going to be gone from this season. Cool. Anyway, Bryan.
Okay, I think I've got everything satisfied so far. You know what? I'm going to go with a stable from NXT. I'm going to go with the Robert Stone brand.
Okay.
Okay.
Robert, Aaliyah, and Mercedes Martinez.
All right, Keishi.
Heavy machinery, because I need some SmackDown people.
Yeah, he has that briefcase that could come into play.
I'm trying to keep up with getting rid of these names on this damn roster, and it's next to impossible.
All right, I'm going to go Io Shirai.
Really?
Yeah. Io Shirai.
Wow.
Hmm.
Despite all the rumors, you're picking Io Shirai.
That wrong one.
That's Kyrie. That's Kyrie.
You literally just got your Asians mixed up.
Yeah, that Kyrie Sane is the one going back to Japan. Io Shirai.
No, I know that, but there's another rumor about Io Shirai.
That was before she won the title, and
yeah. So there's that. yeah, another person. There are a lot of people that are on this list that make you go, one person that's always consistent, Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano.
I was wondering.
Keishi.
did anybody pick Randy Orton yet?
Yes. He was the first pick for Rock.
He was
we
my first
the
pick.
First redo.
I knew that I didn't catch one, and I couldn't remember what it was. So I will go ahead and take...
Take Humberto.
What? Who?
What?
Don't listen Zach. To him.
No. Tim's your GM. Do what he says.
No. I'm going to go with Mia Yim.
Okay. Mia Yim is now off the board. Brent.
Great. You know, we've had a run on some NXT folk. You know what? Let's keep it going with the Prince, Finn Balor.
God damn you. He was my next goddamn pick.
Well, not anymore.
You're an ass.
Tim?
Yes.
You're up.
Oh, I'm up. Shit. Because he seriously, legitimately took the one I was going to grab next.
Oh, that's a me problem.
That's a me problem. That's exactly right. Damn it. Velveteen Dream.
And you were talking about rumors. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
Omega.
Maybe I know something you don't know.
I pray to God you do.
I pray to God he doesn't, because then he would be all up. Anyway, Omega.
Shayna Baszler.
Shit!
You can't.
You remember
that.
It's a team, right?
It's not a team.
I wanted her on my half of though, on my third.
They're not a team because she was the only one caught up.
No, that's not what I mean.
Okay,
I know what it's, you mean. It's Rack versus WTR. He's going right. Shit.
Yeah. Okay. Lindsay.
I wanted her on my third.
Then you could have just picked her.
Okay. I'm going to go with Damian Priest and Tegan Nox.
Lindsay, I love you.
You're welcome.
Never on the team.
Oh my God.
God damn, it's getting thin.
Don't pick that guy.
It's like, I looked through my potentials and it's like, I did not pay much attention to SmackDown. I'm struggling to remember who's even still active there.
Lars Sullivan.
Active.
Dallas. I hear he's very active these days.
I can't say anything. Anyway. Can't even make the slightest of jokes.
Just don't. No, give me Elias.
Okay. Elias. Tim.
Damn it. Ugh, I don't know. There's one on there I want to pick, but I don't know if I should. So.
At this stage, you might as well.
You can have Tony Nese if you want. He's available.
Shut up, you.
I mean, if you really want Shorty G, by all means.
No.
He changed his name again.
He could still be the hacker.
Well, why don't we bring the Iconics over?
Okay, Tim goes with the Iconics.
Iconic?
You know, I've been going with tags and factions, and I don't want to screw that up, so I'm going to go the Hurt Business.
Hurt Business. Okay. Keishi?
I will pick the Usos.
Okay.
Omega, read your chat.
I'm going to go with the Street Profits, and I need one more talent.
Well, our selections are getting thin on that.
Yeah, but there are some talents out there. There are some people who will surprise you, and some people who will get you some points once in a while. I was, you know, on her bandwagon last season, and we're going to stay out there. Rhea Ripley. That's my final pick. Keishi, who's your final pick?
Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez.
Surprise that we're still on the board.
Rock, who did you go with in seven?
Street Profits.
Okay.
Brent?
I'm going to go with the guy who just recently debuted on a new brand. He was the hacker, supposedly. Mustafa Ali.
Keishi, read your Skype.
Tim's actually trying to strategize behind the scenes.
Keishi has no more picks.
Doesn't matter.
He's just conferencing right now.
Tim's actually trying.
Jinder Mahal is available, Tim. Go for it.
Better yet, Dolph Ziggler still on the board.
Yeah, he's got a match.
Is Roman's still
pick?
There.
Yeah, it's your pick.
Is it my pick?
Yeah,
you can
pick.
Go Robert Roode, Natalya.
Edge. Okay. Edge is still there.
Yeah, shush, Edge.
Guys. Shush, you guys. Quit trying to find Canadian wrestlers.
Tyler Breeze and Fandango.
You know, the Beaver is
I'm
a majestic
animal. I'm not
picking
Tyler Breeze just because he helped set up the ring.
They came out as the Mounties the other night.
No.
They always get their man.
I mean, Drake's still there. He's a part of the Commonwealth, right?
Who took the Hurt Business?
I did.
Dumbie.
All right, Tim, Dana Brooks for you, right?
Hey, whatever happened to Ricochet?
A lot. And not
Paul
good.
Paul Heyman left. That's what happened.
And not good. So you're taking Ricochet?
No.
Well, you're almost out of time, so let's go. Make a pick.
What about Lacey Evans?
All right, that's your pick. There you go. Lacey Evans for Tim. Omega.
Considering how he came back to the company, I feel like he's at least going to give me a lot of appearance points. Drake Maverick.
Okay, Lindsay.
I have to take the Twisted Little Pixie. I have to take Candice LeRae.
We have the husband and wife team.
Do. All right, that's the draft. Everyone got their picks in.
All done.
Went pretty smooth. Actually,
yeah, we spent almost as much time talking about Ice Cream Men.
Yeah.
It's the fastest draft we've ever done, kids.
Just astonishing, considering the last one had less people.
Why is this the fastest draft we've ever done?
Because I don't have to go into work tomorrow. That's why. Because
we're only picking eight.
Well, because we're only picking eight, and I haven't really gummed up the works farting around trying to figure out who the hell I wanted.
There we go.
That's nice. That's always a nice thing.
So there you go, everybody. There's the WTR Fantasy Draft.
And that's our show.
Believe it or not. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Let's see who wins. And all of you guys can cheer all of us on in this battle of whatever, if you want. That would be kind of cool. But before that happens, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
It is indeed the Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
That's all you got to say?
Yeah. Am I plugging it or are you plugging it?
No, he didn't do the setup yet, so let him do his setup.
I'm not there yet. No, because it's Fortnite with friends.
Yeah, after the act on Thursdays and before Receiver Radio on Saturdays.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say The Rack? Did you know that The Rack has won multiple internet wrestling awards? It's true. And we've got the multi-time award-winning host with us, Lindsay Ward. And they're on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Just
not this week, because I'm on vacation.
But you can catch the show every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, just not this week. Rack Radio Show.
Come listen to me scream about Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker.
Rack Radio Show in all forms of social media.
There you go. And, of course, Saturday night midnight is as close as they can get to it. It's another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual, The Fans of Bob and Doug McKenzie. CB Radio, eh?
We're on a countdown. So we're doing all the kid things that we can do because we're on a countdown.
Why are you calling a countdown?
Because Jenna's about to give birth in like 2 weeks.
So that would be why you're on a countdown.
So we did celebrity baby names last night for the Grand and the Great Debate.
Hmm. Oh, speaking about that, I'm not trying to steal anybody's thunder or anything like that. I became a great uncle just the other day. For the multiple time. Thank you very much. My niece, Melanie, gave birth to a bouncing baby boy that they promptly named Leo. I said, what's the rush?
I'm out of here.
I won off this team.
By the way, it's
wrestling dad jokes.
By the way, it's CBRLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. Saturday's midnight-ish for CB Radio.
There you go. And, of course, Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain. You usually find us here most of the time talking stuff on Wrestle Talk Radio WTR Sunday night. So pay attention to social media, and we'll let you know what's going on. Social media, Rock.
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Twitter.com/WTR Sunday Night. Facebook.com/WTR Night. Sunday night. WTR Sunday night. There you go.
WTR Sunday night.
Yeah.
Tim. I'm on social media.
You have a lot of Twitters that you tweet the same thing from. Go. Talk about it.
Well, I don't tweet all the same thing from all the Twitters. Some of it's a little different on at least one of them. But yeah, follow me if you're into sports and wrestling and shit like that. And just good old goofiness. At Flames Forums. If you're into the food scene, then you can follow my revived account at Man Kitchen TV, as I've started doing stuff with that one again. If you want to get politically incorrect, if you want to get out there, and if you want to get uncensored opinions that I happen to hold dear, then follow me at Voicing Sanity.
Casey's on the Twitters.
Yeah, sometimes I go on there and I type tweets and then delete them before I send them. And you can find those non-existent tweets at Kyle Driver.
Yay.
That's Pile Driver with a K.
Creative. The intern's on Twitter.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
If you want to follow me, you can go to at Kane Kittens and see me send him some great images of llamas and other fun gifts.
You do that, and I'll mute you again.
Go for it. I'll just keep sending them.
All right, intern corner.
Hey, chat. Do you like fish butts? Then you should follow Lindsay on Twitch. Lindsay, plug your stuff.
Twitch.tv/Lindsward, same as the Twitter. If I could find my remote, that would be awesome.
Omega has social media, too.
I have a bunch, but for what you should really just pay attention to, over on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos worth of content. And for a little bit more content that YouTube does not approve of, you can find it over at TJOmega.net.
Hey, if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free and support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. Also, use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. They're having a 75% off sale. Buy some games. Use the code. Hashtag ad. Hashtag epic partner.
Well, isn't that epic? That's it, everybody. We're done for the night. Thanks for tuning in for WTR's 2020 Season 11 Fantasy Draft.
WildTalkRadio.com.